Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the second half of Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. I'm your host, Joy Keys. Thank you so much for listening. This morning, I have another guest from the other part of the world with me, a beautiful, talented singer. She's done a lot of collaborations. I want to play a little bit of her music for you this morning. Some of her music is in Arabic, some in French, some in English. She speaks all kinds of languages. So I hope that you enjoy as much as I do. When I heard her music, I was like, wow, who is this? I need to talk to her. So please listen in. This is a song, Shine, from one of her albums.
بإعجاج حتى جا نورك كيف نور الشمس غرب فيه كيف نخلع طول طول جذورها في الصيف يبقى راحة محدود وخا عندش هيزيد كم تروح فيه
You just heard good morning. How are you, Kadira?
Hello. I'm fine. Alhamdulillah. Thank you.
The best. I'm trying to speak to her in her language, Darija, which is spoken in Morocco.
Yes.
They speak French also.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we speak Moroccan dialect, which is Darija, you said well, and also French.
Yes. So now you were born in Casablanca, which is the capital of Morocco. How did you start getting involved in music?
Yes, well, now I'm based in Casablanca, that's right. Well, I would like to precise that Casablanca is the economic capital, not the administrative capital, not the official capital, because the capital is Rabat.
Okay.
And I'm living in Casablanca. And, yes, I started singing and getting involved in music since I was, like, maybe 6 or 7 years old, but probably not so seriously. And I went to school, and I went to architecture school, and, yes, starting from 2003, I started getting more seriously involved in music, and I started playing with bands and in Casablanca, mostly in Casablanca, because lots of things are happening in Casablanca. And my first album was released in 2009, and its name is Likum, and the song you just played, Shine, was the first single of his first album, Likum. Likum is two words in Moroccan Darija, in Arabic, that said, that mean for you. So this is my first album, Likum, for you.
So tell us about your name. Now, your name is, the whole name is, the first name is El Gait. Is that how you pronounce it?
Yes.
Yes. So what does that mean?
Yes.
Tell the audience about the meaning of your name.
Well, El Gait was actually the first name of my grandmother, the mother of my father, because I have Sahrawi origins. Arab nomads from Africa, from Saharan Africa, in the south of Morocco, between Morocco and Mauritania. And I am actually, this is the first name that Arab nomads used to give to their daughters when this little girl was born in a rainy day, because they are absolutely not used to the rain in the desert. So when this little girl comes in the rainy day, it's like a miracle. So they think it's her that brings, that brought the rain. So they call her Umm al-Ghayt, which actually means mother of deliverance or mother of mercy, something like this, if we have to translate.
Yeah.
So it's not my case. I was not born in the desert. I was born in Casablanca. But my grandmother was just left. I mean, in 10 days or 20 days before I was born, and so my father wanted absolutely to give me her name, and that's the story.
Well, I'm gonna play another one of your songs. This is Wowa from your second album, Sorti.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully they will enjoy. Okay.
Uh huh. Here you go.
قلب وفوق فازي تاكو في ديل داتي البيت روح تشوف الساكن في ياماتي المسكن ورش كتاف والحلام يداعو جنة من ميت من عيني عيني تشوف قدامي
on that song. What is that song about? It's a real upbeat, dancey, kind of almost, I think, a casino song. I don't know. For some reason, my brain is...
people. Well, who means him. And it's another love song, yes. I'm not saying about it. it is another love song, which was inspired to me by my man. There's no secret about this. and yes, I'm just saying he's this and that. A lot of things that brings me happiness and brings me balance into my life. And this is what the song is about. Now the musical color of the song is this Hua was the first single, is the first single of my upcoming album, Cherky. And I wanted through this song to show the new color of this new album with more jazzy colors, more soulful things, I think. And it was really, I enjoyed to write in Arabic on such a music which is absolutely not Moroccan and probably not African too. And it was really funny to write Moroccan words on this kind of music, which is, yes, like you say, casino or jazzy or soulful or... So that was the game for this time. And I wanted to show with Hua how Twerky, the album, is going to sound. Of course, we will have a lot of colors in the album, because I think being an eclectic artist is good, because we cannot be only one thing, one humor, one color. I mean, we are a lot of emotions and we are spiritual beings, and we have to show all the things that we can be. But yes, I wanted with UFC to go more jazzy and more soul, I think. I hope I will succeed in this.
I think you're succeeding. I'm going to play some more of your music, but let's talk about this lover.
Well,
I think that you definitely, I mean, I'm a woman and I like men, but your voice is so beautiful. I fell in love with your voice, you know, and so I wanted to have you on the show. Now, your husband is also your manager, yes?
Yes, he's my producer and manager.
Yes. So how does that work out? Is that a good combination, or do you guys fight, or is it flowing, or how do you manage constantly being together, working, loving, sharing a lot of things? How does that work?
I think we are learning step by step, by our sort, by our success and our mistakes, and because it's not an ordinary story between a producer and a singer, simply because he was not this producer before I met him. He has another job, completely different. And I was an architect and a singer. And the way he saw me, he saw my evolution. He saw all the hard work. He saw all the difficulties, because it's not really simple being an artist. And I mean, there are a lot of things that are not going the right way. But we are fighting. And so he saw this, and one day he decided to. Not to stop his work, his job, his official job, but to start also being a producer. So he started learning, I mean, on the, I don't know what is the expression in English, but in French we say sur le terrain, you know, learning, doing the thing and learning at the same time. And yes, sometimes it's difficult because emotions, our emotions, our way of thinking. I mean, I'm the artist, I have a lot of feelings which maybe are not the same that he can have on the stage, behind the stage, before the stage. Sometimes he's getting nervous when I'm nervous. And but yes, we're learning, because now little by little I know what are the things that can disturb him maybe and console him with me. So that's why I say we are learning little by little, doing the things and learning. And I think this is the story of life anyway, that there's no receipt. I mean, nobody comes and tell you, okay, in your life, this is going to be like this and you have to do this and this to succeed or not to be in the wrong way.
Yeah.
And yes, that's it. I think nothing is really easy.
Well, let me tell the audience, you're not only a singer, an architect, but you are also an actress. You are in a...
a beginner.
A beginner, but you're in a movie by a director, I don't know if I say the name correctly, Hicham Lasri?
Sorry?
The director's name is a Moroccan director. It's a comedy, yeah?
Yes, Islamia Alami.
Okay.
Which is a student in New York Cinema School, movie school. And this movie was actually her student movie, her last project to finish the school.
Mm-hmm.
And it was about the illegal immigration in Morocco. And this topic was really touching me, because I was about to write a song. I mean, I write this song before, and the song has no music yet. And she proposed to me to have the role of a woman, which husband has left to Europe, and she stayed with her young boy, a 10-year-old boy, and in misery, and she was waiting for this husband to send her the letter and the visa, so she can go follow him in Europe. And finally she received the letter, and no, there is no way. She has to wait for 2 years more. And so she decided to go with the child, and finally she don't succeed, but she gets the police pick her and the child go finally. And so this is a really, really, really sad story.
Yeah.
And I wanted to, I was always interested in cinema, in acting. But I didn't want, because a lot of times the directors proposed to me roles like, yes, we need a singer, a role of singer. But it was not really interesting for me to play almost my own role in the...
You want to play something different for yourself.
Yes, something hard and something, you know. And this experience was really nice. I was not sure I could cry, for example, because we had two scenes with... with crying and stuff, and then yes, and teardrops. And I told Lamia, I told the director, you know, I could not, you know, I'm not a real actress, so please just to find me a way to find the fake teardrops. And yes, it's gonna be okay. And finally, I cried, and I could even not stop myself crying. I was like really, really sad for real.
Oh.
And it was really, really good experience. Yeah.
Let me play the song for them. You did a song with Blitz the Ambassador talking about immigration. So let me play that for the
okay.
Band.
Okay.
Okay.
Watching the body float, just imagine the folks that's jumping off the boat. They look to the heavens to pray God can save them, but this life of poverty, all they ever gave them. From across the city to Casablanca, life is war, and most of the poor are sure to never conquer. So they packing their bags ahead across the Sahara. Some will make it, others just face the horror. Whether from the beast or the feast, or police, Africans arrive.
So how did you hook up with Blitz? How did you hook up with him? Did he come to you? You came to him?
Sorry?
How did you guys connect as artists? Did you come approach him, or he approached you?
No. Actually, we have a friend in common, and we have an American friend, a Cambodian and New Yorker friend, which I met in Morocco because she came as a press for cover a big festival here in Morocco. And so I told her about my upcoming album and about this song. And I told her that I was in need of an American rapper, but with African origins, because I needed someone to be involved and touched by this topic, African topic of illegal immigration.
Mm-hmm.
And so she told me about Blitz, which I didn't know. And so, yes, I Googled him, and I saw, and I really felt in love, and so my musicians also. And because he is this rapper which don't simply come to say words and put his flow on a kind of DJ music. It's really musically really, really, really nice and class. I mean, it's with a lot of musicians, and the arrangements are really nice, and the words are really nice. He's actually a poet. And so I told the Marcy, I told this friend, yes, I'm so interested. And I get in touch with this just through Facebook for the first time. And yes, really, it was simple. And he said yes, he was happy, but he was really, really busy with his tour, with his second album, because he's a brilliant artist, and he was a tour for long time. He made lots and lots of concerts also in Europe, in France, Germany, and so. And so he said yes, but he was busy. And so maybe 5 months later, I sent back the song, and Marcy called him to say, yes, so what's going on? What happened now? Maybe you should do something. And yes, he wrote the things, and he called me right after and said, I'm really convinced, and I'm really, really proud to be in.
Right.
Yes, and then we met in France because he had a concert in Paris, and I was supposed to be in studio in Paris, and I went and I saw his concert, and we hung out together for all the afternoon, and we did the mix together, and that's it.
Well, let me tell you, you're also you did a thing with Don Big, the song Lick. And you're
mm-hmm.
also featured on Mano Dibango's album, which was produced by Wayne.
Yeah.
You have a lot of things going on. Let me play the song Leak for them. Why don't you tell, when you finish, we talk about the meaning of the song, okay?
Okay.
Okay. I was listening to this song so many times. I mean, you guys have to get this song because she really just does a riff at the end. I mean, you just go just so crazy at the end of the song. And it's just so, like, I don't even know what you're saying, but it was so empowering. Like, I was, like, happy, you know, listening to the song. Like, yes, you know, I don't know what it is you're saying, but it's great, you know. So why don't you tell the audience what the song is about?
Well, it's One More Time about love, but it's a declaration of love, but really positive. I mean, it's not the usual girl crying, where are you, man, and stuff. Yes, I'm proud to be in love with you. I'm happy with all what is happening between us. I mean, something really, really, really positive, and for once, because I'm not with this a kind of, you know, negative attitude.
Mm-hmm.
And, yes, it can happen, yes. Hard things can happen, yes. We cry, yes. But these are also good things to remember that makes you stronger. And in a love story, we also cry together. We also go through hard things and go inness and, you know, so... I want it to be really positive and remember all the things with this man, which is, yes, the same one.
We have to meet this guy. Well, I hope he stays for all the rest of your albums. I hope he doesn't leave anywhere.
Yes, this one is my version. The one you played is my version, so it's the first one. Which was in which is in my first album, and then with Dundee, really loved this song and wanted to do a remake.
Yes.
And so I gave him the music, the sound, and maybe 1 month later, he left his mother.
Okay.
She was really sick and she left. And so he called me maybe the day after, the second day, he called me and he said, you know, there's no way. Only thing I want to do is to make a last goodbye to my mother, because your music inspires me this, and I want to say goodbye to my mother, something with a lot of respect that everybody can recognize himself and all the respect that we should have and that we have for our mothers.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I said, wow, you know, I was proud, but also in the same time, I was like, wow, but, you know, he wanted me to sing with him the chorus. And I said, wow, man, you know, I think this is your thing with your mother. It's personal. It's, you know, so you have to, maybe I won't be in the song. And he was insisting, like, no, it won't go right without your voice. The chorus with me.
Well, you can see
and
he's
so
passionate. In the video, you can see that he's very passionate about, you know, what he's doing and everything.
Yes.
Let me tell
yes,
people about
yes.
your website. You can check out her website, www.umoum.ma. And also she's on Twitter. You can follow her at @OUM_official. Again, on Twitter, @OUM_official. And also on Facebook, you can look her up on Facebook, and you can see some things that she's working on, collaborations. You're also going to be at the Doha Tribeca Film Festival And yeah. You're working to perform with Jason Mraz.
Mm-hmm. Next weekend in Marrakech.
Next weekend, okay. Now, real quick, let's talk about who you like to collaborate with. Who else would you like to collaborate with?
without thinking like this, let's say Stevie Wonder, Aretha Franklin. I know it's high, but yes, you asked me the question. So, yes, maybe those ones. There are also really brilliant artists from Africa, which I'd like to sing with, like Oumou Sangaré, for example.
There is
Maluma, which is a Mauritanian diva. There is Salif Keita.
Malian,
Yes.
Angelique Kidjo is a good, nice artist, too.
Who?
Angelique Kidjo.
Angelique Kidjo, which is a really brilliant artist, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And so African-American, all around the world. I mean, music has this such a beautiful thing. You can share it whatever you are.
Yes.
I mean, you can go also in South America, you can go in Australia, and in India. And
but when are you coming to America?
You discover beautiful instruments. Sorry? In South America. Well, I think we programmed for this year or the beginning of next year. If it's not in November, December, it would be in January, February, hopefully.
All right. Well, you're going to have to stay in touch when you come to America so I can let people know and they can support your trip and everything so you have a nice time here. But I want to say thank you so much for coming on today. To the show, and
thank you for inviting me, Joy, and thank you for this beautiful program. I'm sure my fans will have a lot of enjoy because I said I'll be live with you this afternoon on Facebook, and I hope everyone enjoys. Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, I hope you. I hope they enjoy the Shukran ala Koshi. Yes.
Merci beaucoup.
Merci. Bonjour. That's a good day.
Merci. Au revoir. Bye-bye.
Everybody, thank you so much for listening to the show today. I hope you pick up her album coming up, Swerty. I'm going to leave with one of her songs, Shine. And you can follow me on twitter.com/joykeys, and you can become a fan on Facebook. Just look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. Also, check out at oom.ma and oom_official on Twitter.
You are the light, you're all that I like, sign of my morning, a star in my sky, you shine. Endless kindness has gracefully transported me. Till death do us part.